So welcome back to the Mad Matt and JP show, coming to you live from the Thunderdome.
Thank you for joining us for our first inaugural Christmas special. You're gonna love it. Let's get started. Let's go.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Thunderdome. Thanks to everybody that's been listening to the podcast. Don't forget to like, subscribe, hit us up at The Mad Matt and JP Show anytime you want to, and happy holidays to everybody out there.
Happy holidays? What kind of shit? You don't say happy holidays in the Thunderdome.
Yeah, happy holidays.
It's merry fuck. You know what, man? Being this the season of giving, and love thy neighbor, love thy Christian brother, I'm going to let you say happy holidays until Boxing Day.
Till Boxing Day?
Till Boxing Day.
I'll take what I can get. Happy holidays, brother.
Happy holidays. But this leads me into something else. I've been thinking about this a lot. A lot of people going back home for Christmas.
Christmas is hard, man. Family holidays are tough out there, man.
A lot of people just dreading going back because you got that uncle. He's wearing a MAGA hat, right? You got this cousin. Used to be cool back in when y'all are growing up together. Y'all used to shoot guns, do all kind of stuff like that. He goes off to college, comes back. He's sipping lattes. So you're trying to make him a coffee on Christmas morning. He said, I don't drink coffee without almond milk.
No,
right?
No soy, you know, like straight up soy latte kind of deal. Like,
yeah, he can't use
whole milk.
Used to be a good old boy, now he's a soy boy. But you know what? We got to get over that, people.
Starbucks is a motherfucker.
All this is driven by politicians who are all behind the scenes tight. They're all in it for each other. They play this up like a big wrestling game, trying to like drive people apart. So now you worry about going home to your family, and you're not going to like your uncle anymore because he's wearing a MAGA hat. Please, come on. You being played, guys. I mean, these politicians are in this for the money, and they're laughing their way to the bank together.
That's true. Cash money records. Everybody getting paid except for the people. Politicians.
You remember Cash Money and No Limit didn't like each other back in the day.
It's true.
It was all a big hustle, just like these politicians.
It's true.
You remember Dr. Dre and Eazy-E didn't like each other back in the day.
Speaking of that,
a big hustle.
It is the 30th anniversary of Chronic being released today. Just throwing that out for Dr. Dre.
Yeah, much love to Dre. But I didn't believe Hulk Hogan really hated Andre the Giant at WrestleMania 3.
Oh man, I did. I bought in full. When I was a kid, man, I was like, man, these dudes hate each other.
I didn't, when I was younger, if my friend at school liked WWE Raw and I liked, what was the show? Nitro. I was not like, I'm not going to hang out with the kid. It's all bullshit.
That's true. There were battle lines drawn over that, but this is the Christmas special. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So here's my message to everybody. The politicians are conspiring to drive us all apart. And if you go in, you only get so many Christmases with your family throughout your lifetime. And if you go in there with a bad attitude, don't want to talk to this person because he's of this persuasion and you're the other, you're losing out on life and you're letting these tyrannical politicians win.
Man, listen to you, liberal. Go. I love it.
Well, I don't know, man. But, I mean, I'm just saying.
You're right.
Everybody's going to pick a side. It's like, you know, a wrestling match or a football game or whatever it is. Everybody's going to pick a side. They're there for the spectacle. They're there for the entertainment. But my message is, from now until Boxing Day, we're going to let it all go.
That's right. So that's a lesson for everybody out there. From now until Boxing Day, everybody is in a neutral corner. Everybody is going to eat the same Christmas ham and have a good damn time with their eggnog.
But when Boxing Day comes, the gloves come back on.
Damn right. So, Matt, I got the traditional holiday plans. You know, I head back home. I see my mom. We see my family, nieces, all that kind of jazz. The whole family gets together. You have a big meal. You open some presents in the morning. You sit by the fireplace. We're basically straight out of Norman Rockwell in the 60s, you know? What are your holiday plans?
I'm more of an unconventional kind of guy.
Tell me more. By unconventional, what do you mean?
Well, I'll start with what I've done with my girlfriend. This is our fifth Christmas together.
Congratulations. That's a good run.
Yeah, this is the fifth one.
That's a good run.
The previous four, we've gone to the Waffle House. I know all the listeners out there in podcast land are probably laughing and looking down upon me because I'm going to the Waffle House with my lady on Christmas.
Well, you got to understand, not everybody understands the joys of scattered, covered, and smothered.
Yeah, so. And you're living in the South, man. The Waffle House is the hottest ticket in town. These minimum wage workers at Burger King, McDonald's, like, they actually give them the day off. But I've asked people at Waffle House when I've been in there the past 4 years, leaving huge tips. You know, I leave like, you know, 25% sometimes.
Ooh, big spender.
And I've asked them, but they get paid double, but it's the hottest ticket in town, man. You go to any Waffle House. They have 25 Waffle Houses in my hometown, and my hometown's not that big, but they're all packed. There's a 3.5 hour wait at Waffle House every Christmas because it's the only place open.
Everybody likes a good waffle, so I can understand having a good waffle on Christmas morning. It's no country ham biscuit in my mind, but I understand to each his own.
But, you know, being, you know, my grandpa told me once, and he was a very wise man, that variety is the spice of life. So I was doing a little research, you know.
Hold on. Variety?
Are you going to
change it up this year? What are you doing?
I'm thinking so, man. I've done my research. I'm happily living in sin with a beautiful East Asian woman. So I was tired of being selfish. I take her to this very American Southern Waffle House, you know, 5-star dinners every Christmas. And so I was doing a little research, and the good folks in Japan, World War II losers, they do Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Wait, Japan?
Yeah, they do Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's like a national thing every year on Christmas, man.
We'll edit that.
And so we are going to do KFC, man. Like, it's a huge thing. And the most convenient part, it's right next door to the Waffle House.
Nice.
Right?
11 herbs and spices?
11 herbs and spices from the Colonel himself. The Colonel is one of the Mac Daddies in Southern culture. He is like, you know, he's like an icon, man.
So your homage to her traditional holidays from East Asia is a Southern tradition.
Yeah. Okay, it's KFC, man. KFC.
Man, you can't argue with it. I'm sure it's on Google. Like, you're winning all around.
Yeah, but, I mean, think about Colonel Sanders. He's an old school Southern guy, man. I mean, I don't want him taking down the Confederate statues, but if they put up put up new statues of Colonel Sanders, I think that might be a compromise and bring people together, right?
I'm kind of okay with that because everybody likes fried chicken.
Everybody likes it. So, whoa. I don't know if you've heard this. I just thought of this. Have you seen that there's a new Lifetime movie about Colonel Sanders?
Hold on. Lifetime. Okay, who's going to play Colonel Sanders? Because Lifetime only has 12 actors and they're in every same. Is it a Christmas movie?
I don't know, man, but like, you're not going to believe this.
What you got? Who's playing Colonel Sanders?
It's Slater from Saved by the Bell is playing Colonel Sanders.
Mario Lopez.
Mario Lopez is playing Colonel Sanders in a Lifetime movie, man.
Like, I'm okay with, like, you know, crossing things over and everything, but I never in my mind really picture Colonel Sanders as Latino.
Latinx, you mean? Latinx, soy boy.
What? Latinx? What the hell is Latinx?
That means Latino ends with O, Latina ends with A. And so, like, when you're all inclusively talking about people of that culture, you say Latinos, but you're leaving out the Latinas. So the liberals want to call collectively Latinx the men Latinos, the women Latinas, Latinx. So it's all inclusive, see?
I don't know about that. So back to Mario Lopez playing Colonel Sanders. Like, is it a Lifetime romance movie? Is he going to be dropping the 11 herbs and spices on some ladies? Like,
I don't know. I don't know, but this is... I'm not trying to turn this into a racially charged segment, I promise. But, I mean, how would you feel if Zach Morris was playing Ali? I mean, come on. What, does Zach Morris come out with the little, you know, the acid wash jeans, and now he's Ali? Give me a damn break, dude.
Everybody knows Zach can't float like a butterfly and sting like a bee. I mean, even though I will say that Jake Logan dude's trying to do his best Zach Morris impression, but no.
So you think Screech would be better?
Definitely. Actually, Screech tried his hand at boxing. Remember Celebrity Boxing? Screech was in the ring.
I do remember that.
It was not pretty, but he was in the ring.
I heard he's fallen on hard times. But yeah, I think the KFC is going to be a big hit. It's going to be a big change of pace, too. I mean, we've done Waffle House so many years in a row. I'm trying to get away from being selfish and just wanting to eat American corporate food. So, you know, we're gonna go the Japanese route this year.
And eat more American corporate food. So here's the question I got for you, though.
What you got?
What's their number one side? Since she can't get her hash browns scattered, covered, and smothered, what side's she going to get this year?
See, that's really tricky because I've always liked Church's sides and KFC chicken. So I might just eat the chicken. I'm going low carb these days anyway. I'm working out for your boatless summer. So maybe I'll just go straight. I'll just put the bucket of chicken in my lap and sit on the sofa and she can have all the sides because I'm generous like that.
Okay, is she a dark meat man?
Do I eat dark meat?
No, is she?
She loves dark meat. I don't do dark meat. I'm all white meat. So the bucket's like 50-50, right?
Yeah, ish. Give or take. Some, I mean, it's 12 pieces of chicken either way, right?
Yeah.
So, Matt, had to take a little beer break, a little smoke break outside. I got to say, you live in a fabulous neighborhood out here. I really enjoyed the carolers that were coming up outside. Really friendly, nice people, you know, all dressed up in their outfits.
Man, those weren't carolers, dude.
What do you mean they weren't carolers? It was definitely a Santa Claus. He had some reindeer with him. They were saying ho, 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 like very holiday festive spirit here in your neighborhood. Like it was really nice.
They were saying, I thought the same thing. I saw them out there last night. Last night, there was like six of them out there. Tonight,
so they came
eight.
Back two nights in a row? That's cool, man.
And
that's
you notice
awesome.
They're not caroling in front of any house besides mine.
Well, I mean, I was just having a beer, so I didn't watch. I mean, they're not going to everybody's house?
No. You see, they're giving us a lot of attention, me and my girl.
What's that about?
They're not saying ho, ho, ho. They're saying, hey, hey, ho, ho, Mad Matt has got to go.
What? You have a protest going on in your house?
It's the furries we were talking about last week, man. They've done some skip tracing and found out where I live.
Holy shit. The furries are out there?
Yeah, and then they have another one that says 1122, furry people are furry too.
What the hell is going on in your neighborhood?
But don't say anything too loud. My girl finds out. She was flipping out. She was like, are those furry protesters? I said, no, those are carolers, baby. But you just stick with the script.
Those are definitely carolers. I'm glad she doesn't listen to this. Those are definitely carolers. By the way, audience, we will keep you posted on what's going on in Matt's neighborhood. That being said, now that you got your KFC Asian ritual all down, you getting your girl anything nice this year for Christmas?
I got her something real nice. I'm one of those spoilers that went ahead and bought the gift, so I'll get a couple of smaller things later on.
But did you get her some polish for your guitars this time?
Hell no, man. I got her
special buffing cloth.
A really nice bar table for the kitchen so we can drink together and watch TV in the kitchen.
Yeah, it's good to have it early, especially football season running late, so she'll have somewhere to sit and watch.
Oh, yeah, it's fantasy football playoffs in the semis this week, dude. So she's going to need a place to watch that, right?
So at 4.5 years, you get a bar table. Like, what do you mean? Why is 4.5 years an issue?
Well, with 4.5 years tenure, it's time to move into the furniture realm.
Tenure? Is this like automatic raises like at your work or something where you get 2.5% every year?
Yeah, it's a loyalty system. I mean, like this has been going on for years. 25-year anniversaries, like your silver, 50s, your gold. Don't act like I'm doing anything like off the charts here. This is how the world works. Number one's paper. That's what they call the first anniversary is paper. Like, I'm going to write you a note on this piece of paper, and they keep getting better from there, Jason.
So in Mad Matt's gift-giving world, what would, say, your significant other get at the 90-day mark. If Christmas came 90 days into the relationship.
If Christmas came 90 days, like, I don't even know if that's Waffle House level. That might be, like, White Castle Crystal level.
Strip club Christmas level.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
She'll get a stack of $2 bills and you'll tell her to have a good time.
Unless she works at the strip club, yes. But then she'd be, like, really used to it.
All right. So let's be a little more practical. Say you're, I don't know, a year and a half into it. What kind of gift does Mad Matt's old lady get at the year and a half mark?
Oh, I think that's like nice lingerie kind of tenure level.
Yeah, something sexy but yeah, practical.
Something sexy that she'll enjoy and make her feel like a woman.
Absolutely. Definitely, definitely, definitely. So we're at 5 years. She got a bar table and some stools so y'all can watch TV in the kitchen and drink together. So.
And I made a really big sacrifice. I gave her the chair that faces the TV, and I kind of sit away from. Well, I'm facing her. I want to look at her. It's all about her. It ain't about me.
Hold on. It's not about me. Do you have to turn sideways?
I have to turn all the way around, man. Like, it's a sacrifice. Well, I turn around like this.
Whoa, what happened there? Whoa. Hold on. Stop the tape here. What the hell happened to your haircut?
Oh, man, I didn't think you were going to notice that.
You just turn sideways, and one side of his head, ladies and gentlemen, is party on the right. The left-hand side is business all day.
So being a man about town, such I am, I went and got a nice $40 haircut. I used to be a great clips kind of $12 haircut guy, but you know, I'm 40 now. Got to do big things, you know?
Did you tip for that?
I did tip. It's a really interesting situation, though, because I didn't notice. And these days when you go get a haircut, you have a mask on and they just barely like peel it back a little bit and do your sideburns. So she forgot. Well, number one, she cut one straight across where there's absolutely no sideburns, and they left another one like Luke Perry style from 90210. I was really mad about it last night, but in the spirit of the holiday season, I said, I'm not going to get mad. I'm not going to get involved in all this cancel culture stuff and loud her out on Twitter or anything like this. And I came to a realization, man, like this one sideburn thing is actually really cool. The whole business in the front, party in the back is so 2020. 2021, it's all about social on the left, greaser on the right.
Ladies and gentlemen, he does have a solid 2-inch sideburn on his left side of his face and no sideburn on his right.
Follow us on the Twitter. I'll post some pictures so you guys can see what we're talking about.
Look who's here, Jimmy. It's Santa.
Oh, fucking right.
Let's tell him what you want for Christmas.
Fuck. I'm on my fucking lunch break, okay?
Welcome back, everybody. Mad Matt and I had to grab another beer. Man, I tell you, when we were outside smoking real quick, I had to peek over the fence, and you know what?
That's the Trump wall.
Trump wall?
Yeah, it's not a fence. It's a Trump wall.
It's a Trump wall?
Yeah, Trump wall.
Well, you built more wall than Trump has. Why is that a Trump wall? What the hell?
Well, we had a lot of dogs and little kids invading my spacious back porch area when I moved in back in 2016.
Luxurious.
That is very luxurious. When the real wall started getting built, I said, man, if this country can have their own wall, me and my woman need our own wall. And hence, we built the Trump wall.
Good. What does they say? Good fences make good neighbors? Is that what we're going with?
That's
here?
Right.
So,
build fences, not bridges.
So, I was peeking out over the Trump wall, and I noticed that the carolers are still up front. All 12 of them, in costume, still caroling in front of Matt's house. We'll keep the audience abreast upon that. But since they're out there in the holiday spirit singing songs, Matt, what's your top five Christmas songs?
Oh, man. I love Christmas songs.
Actually, I love Christmas music because I'm a big blues fan. I'm a big Motown fan. And Motown and blues does Christmas music right every time.
All right. So number five, Chuck Berry, old school rock and roll. I love it. God bless Bob Seger. Run, run, Rudolph.
Absolutely. You can't beat Chuck Berry.
Can't go wrong.
Fantastic.
Yeah, great guitar player, man.
Absolutely. Who you got it for?
Number four, I'm going to go country with this one. Ray Stevens.
American Hero.
Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
I'm not going to lie. As a kid, this was probably my favorite Christmas song ever. Like, I listened to it nonstop when I was really little. I did.
When you're a kid growing up in the South, Ray Stevens' Grandma Run Over by a Reindeer will turn you into one of those weirdos that listens to Christmas music all year round, because it's good in July, right?
Right now it's playing in my head, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. Anyway, all right, so at number three, what you got?
Oh, man, I'm trying to represent all different genres here.
Because you're a man of the people.
Yeah, I'm totally a man of the people.
All people. Not some of the people.
I'm a renaissance man, baby. Run DMC, Christmas in Hollis.
Oh, fantastic song. Fantastic song. Special shout out to the precursor to that, my man James Brown. Send Santa Straight to the Ghetto.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Same kind of vibe. And, you know, Run DMC were trailblazers because they mix, you know, rap and rock. But this was also the biggest Christmas video when MTV first started hitting, right?
It was huge.
So much love to Jam Master Jay, rest in peace. Reverend Run, DMC, love those guys.
Absolutely. Can't go wrong with Run DMC's Christmas in Hollis. Coming in at number two, who you got?
Man, you know I gotta put the king on the list.
Oh, hell yeah.
Elvis, Aaron, Presley himself with Blue Christmas.
Oh, you're going Blue Christmas. It's classic because he's got like 60 number one Christmas song hits. But Blue Christmas might be my favorite of all.
Do you think the background vocals in the song are better, or do you think his vocals are better in the song?
I don't think it matters.
I don't think it matters either, but I'm a huge Elvis fan. I think this is the only song where I will say that the background singers outdid him. It's all about the ooh.
And you know he was partying with all those background singers in the jungle room at Graceland. Yeah. You mean
he's the one making them sing like that.
Exactly. That's a Christmas party I want to be at all day, every day.
For sure.
All right, so we've gotten through the top four. Now's the time for the honorable mention. Didn't quite make the list, ladies and gentlemen, but it is a personal favorite. Clarence Carter's Backdoor Santa.
Love Clarence.
The reason it didn't make the list is, let's be honest, it's really a song for every day, not just Christmas.
Oh, you tell him, son. You tell him. My grandma loves Backdoor Santa. I was like, no, you don't, Grandma. I don't want to
hear
that.
Yes, she does. Mimi loves Backdoor Santa. Yeah, because she likes good music.
Exactly.
All right, who you got at number one?
Man, number one, AC/DC. They used to call him Antichrist, Devil's Child when I was getting
into Christmas
into
music, because that's what they're known for. Yeah.
Exactly.
Silent Night, Holy Night, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, and this is a classy tune. You should play this in front of your whole family this year.
Is it on the jukebox at the Waffle House?
I don't know, but I'm going to put in that request next year when I'm back at the Waffle House. But
Touch Tunes, we're coming for you.
AC/DC, Mistress for Christmas.
And with that, ladies and gentlemen, please hit like, hit us up on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio. We're on all the majors out there. Send us what you think at themadmattandjpshow@gmail.com. Thank you for listening. Hope you have a Merry Christmas. Enjoy your booze. Do it responsibly. Tip your waiters, your waitresses, and your strippers. We know they're on fans only. Love you.